Welcome to the Minipaw Music Radio Hour featuring music by Midwest bands from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. In addition to the great music of the era, we also feature live interviews with the original band members themselves. Relive the music and the times from this special period in Midwest music history. Hi everybody, this is Tom Campbell along with Denny Johnson.
Welcome to this week's Minipaw Music Radio Show.
On this week's show, we are featuring Mike Wagner and the Bops.
From the late 50s and early 60s, this band of rockers grew great crowds.
Also, Jokers Wild, from late 1965 to the end of 1969.
They were the first Twin Cities power trio with enough equipment for three bands.
And Gypsy, from the 1970s.
One of the most successful local bands from that time period.
We have a great lineup for this week.
Let's get started. Tom, can you give us a brief summary of the music history for Mike Wagner and the Bops?
I'd be happy to. Mike Wagner and the Bops were one of the very first rock and roll bands in the Twin Cities. Back in the pioneer days of local rock music, Mike put the band together at Richfield High School in 1956. The original lineup was Mike Wagner on rhythm guitar and lead vocals, his brother Collie played lead guitar, Rusty Bates played stand-up bass, and Lyle Goodmanson was on the drums. A DJ with WLOL, Carl Peterson, began booking the band after they played their first job for a sock hop at a local church. The band played at various schools, VFWs, the Ford Union Hall in St. Paul, and the Bloomington Roller Rink. In 1958, the band picked up a steady job at the Crystal Coliseum on Friday nights. In 1961, the group recorded their first 45, and the B-side, Baby Baby, became a local hit. After the record was out, the band hit the road playing the ballroom circuit across the five-state upper Midwest area. On June 12, 1964, the band played what would become their most talked-about job, opening up for the Rolling Stones at Big Reggie's Danceland in Excelsior. At the time, the Rolling Stones were not widely known, and the crowd size was estimated to be between 150 and 200 people. In 1965, the band recorded a second 45, with two original songs written by Mike Wagner, Blue Days, Black Nights, and Where and When. In the fall of 1965, the band was offered a chance to play a number of jobs in Australia, New Zealand, and other countries, but Mike Wagner, who was now married with two young children, decided to bring the band to an end and pursue a career in the radio business. We are on the phone with Mike Wagner from Mike Wagner and the Bops. Mike certainly qualifies for the title of local rock and roll legend, playing in the early pioneer days of local music back in the mid-1950s, and still playing on a regular basis to this day. Mike, do you recall the very first public performance by you and the Bops?
I believe I do. It would have been something we did at St. Richard's School in Richfield, Minnesota, way back in the day. Wings Callahan was at our show last night in North St. Paul, and he was reminding me that he remembers seeing us there. I believe he was a student at the school at the time. So that's the qualifications I have for the answer.
Okay, and I believe you told me that was the very first night you came up with the band name, right?
That's correct, yeah. We didn't have a band name, and we did a couple of three Gene Vincent tunes, and one of them was called Do the Bop, and I don't know if I came up with the idea or one of the other boys in the band said, well, why don't we be the Bops? And I said, okay, let's be the Bops.
Mike, we are going to play a song from your first 45 that resulted in a local hit way back in the spring of 1961. Can you please tell us the story of your first 45 with Basher number 5 on the A side and Baby Baby on the B side?
We went into the studio to do that, and down at the old K-Bank studios, we did either 8 or 12 tracks that day. I can't remember. I think you guys have got the copies of the master tape sequence that we did. But it was actually an error on the producer or whatever his title was at the time, and got the A and the B swapped over, and the instrumental came out on the record as the A side. The vocal came out on this as the B side. However, radio stations at the time were very, very prone to play vocals versus instrumentals. And so with a side note, when the record went to the radio stations, we explained to them that there had been a misprint on the label swaps, one versus A versus B, and that the B side was actually the side that we wanted them to listen to and play.
So Baby Baby gets the airplay. Was that a cover song, Mike?
Yes, it was originally done by Dale Hawkins.
Was your version similar to the Dale Hawkins version or different?
Not really. It's a very different. Well, I feel very, very different from a musical perspective, but Dale's version, and he was the writer and certainly knew what he was doing with his own tune, had a quite a different beat to it. It was more of a swing beat. Ours was more of a dance beat and had a little more noise and a little more action in it. So that was that's basically the difference, was the presentation of the tune. The fabric remains the same. So,
all right, let's play Baby Baby by Mike Wagner and the Bops.
So my baby said, my. Tell me, baby, tell me what am I to do? Baby, 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 oh, should I keep on loving you? When I go to bed, I try to get some sleep. I talk on it, wouldn't you know it, baby? Mama dreamed you to creep, 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 creep. Tell me, baby, tell me what am I to do? Baby, 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 or should I keep on loving you?
Now, a few years after your first record in 1965, the band went back to the studio, this time a different recording studio, and recorded a second 45 with Blue Days, Black Nights on the A side, and Where and When on the B side. Mike, what's the story behind the band's second 45 that came out on the Dove label?
Blue Days, Black Nights is a song that I wrote. Actually, I wrote both of those songs, but it had a little more of a Buddy Holly flavor. He had done songs, well, structure-wise, musically, was similar, and it was very intriguing, and I liked it a lot. And then Where and When, we had been on the road with Del Shannon, and so those who listen closely to the old recordings, Del Shannon and so forth, will hear a similar thing to Where and When that you might have heard in a Del Shannon record. So I had a lot of respect for Del. He's a wonderful guy and made some fabulous music, and we were very honored to share a stage with him.
So when that record came out in 1965, did you get any airplay with that?
Not really, not much, because by that time, the whole British invasion thing was taking place. You know, it was just a different lifestyle, a different style of music. The young people, the 14 to 18-year-olds, pretty much listening only to the British sound. So we really didn't have a fighting chance with that one.
I believe you got some airplay with that on WCCO.
Yeah, we did. Roger Erickson and Charlie Boone were very kind to us, and we were doing shows for the American Dairy Association, which sponsored events for the state basketball tournament and so forth and so on that they used to have at the Leamington Hotel. So in conjunction with our work with WCCO Radio, we got airplay on not only their wonderful radio station, but other outstate stations, but really wasn't enough to cause a clamor on the top 40 stations.
Okay, let's play the A-side of the band's second 45, Blue Days, Black Nights. Mike, you had a job at Danceland out in Excelsior, opening up for a British band that not too many people here in town had heard of. Can you tell us about the night of June 12, 1964, out at Big Reggie's Danceland?
We went in there to be a part of a show that was introducing a group called the Rolling Stones. Ray Colahan, Big Reggie, had talked to me about 2 weeks prior. And I don't recall exactly which day of the week it was. It was like a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or something like that. But it was an off night. And to know if we could come out and be a part of that show, because he wasn't sure of this band and their ability to draw any people. So, I mean, think about that for a minute. So, anyhow, we did the gig and we went out there and the boys came in. Seemed like nice guys, pretty quiet. Nothing much was going on. They used a lot of our stage equipment because they were traveling light, so our sound system was set up and this and that. They had their personal instruments and some backline gear, borrowed or had made arrangements, I probably should say, with B Sharp Music to bring in a drum set for them. So Charlie Watts had something to play. But it was a pretty uneventful night. Not a lot of people. I don't know, maybe 200, 300, something like that. But real nice boys, and we had a chance to at least exchanged handshakes and greetings, and that's about as far as it went. It was just kind of another night in the middle of the week at Danceland. nothing historic except that it took place.
Mike, I understand you are still playing these days. What band or bands are you playing in?
Well, we've got a really good little five-piece band called Roadhouse, where we play genres from rockabilly to dance blues, good boogie music, and it's a great bunch of guys. And so we keep reasonably busy with that. And then, of course, I have my little rockabilly band that we go out and play special events with, car shows and classic bike shows and things like that. It's more of an event band, but it focuses pretty much on the Americana genre of music with early roots blues and, of course, a lot of rockabilly, and we just have a ball with that, too. So, yes, I do. I stay busy.
And what's the name of that band, Mike?
Memphis Trax, M-E-M-P-H-I-S. T-R-A-X, Memphis Trax.
Mike Wagner, thank you for taking the time to call us and participate in the Mini Paul Music Radio Show today.
Well, I appreciate you and Denny. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Tom. And keep up the good work. It keeps a lot of us old guys excited and involved in today's music. And if I can ever do anything else for you guys, let me know what it is. But I'll be there for you because you've always been there for me. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike.